Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.
Rochelle just ran out after we get to the radio station this morning and said, I want to pick up some coffee. I'll be back in 5 minutes. I said, okay. Sometimes we send Vinny out. He likes to run to the convenience store, get himself some of those frozen breakfasts.
Yeah.
Because what's better than a frozen meal from the drugstore?
It's gross.
Okay. Rochelle says, no matter where you put your keys, always the wrong side when your hands are full. No matter where they are.
Yes.
It's going to be in the other pocket.
This is like when you go to plug your USB in, it's always the wrong side.
Yes, that is so
true.
For
whatever reason, no matter what side I put my keys in, if it's in my purse, if it's in my pocket, never, without fail, is it the same side where I also have all of the bags in my hand and then I either have to attempt to reach around and grab it or put all of the bags down to get my keys every single time.
Now, I have a little hard drive that I use all the time for our sound effects and stuff that you hear on the show here. Mm-hmm. And I'll look sometimes.
Yes.
At the
it's
plug.
It's like a sorcery.
And I'll say, this is it. So it goes this way. And then I go to plug it in. Nope.
Every time.
I have the same issue plugging in the vacuum too. I look at the vacuum cord and I go, all right, you got to put it in this way because the one on the left is a little bit bigger. And then inevitably it doesn't work. Or you know what the worst thing is? You put it in, doesn't work. You flip it, doesn't work. You go, no, I was right. And then you go back to the original. You just didn't shove it in the hole hard enough.
What is that though?
Or the plug, I should say.
Every single time I had, my keys seem to be the worst because I'm that person who will one trip all of my bags.
Oh, sure.
So I, you know, on whatever arm I choose, I'll do left or right. I'll load them up. And then my keys will inevitably be in the opposite side or in the same side. And I have to attempt to reach over to get it with my hands that are completely full.
Have you noticed the same thing happens with the key itself? Where I will assume, I'll say, okay, I got the two keys on the ring. And this is the one that's for the door.
Yeah.
The other one is for the deadbolt.
Sure.
I always pick the wrong one.
Well, the keys are color-coded. Well, so I don't know how you're messing that one up.
We pointed out that I may or may not be colorblind. I think we just confirmed it. I think we just confirmed it for certain. I'm like a monkey. I don't know which one to choose.
Oh, no.
A or B. B or A.
How the heck do you have time to color code your keys?
That's a good point. When do you have time? How anal are you that you're color coding the keys?
I think you both know the answer to that. Come on.
I'm just
Seriously?
Embarrassed. I didn't notice they were color coded. It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince for Monday after the snowstorm, January 31st, 2022. Everybody dig out from the snow?
A little bit.
Well.
No, we didn't. We didn't do anything. We were like, this is, we pull in and before the snow starts on Friday night and Rochelle says, you think we should do anything? And I said, nah, the neighbor's going to take care of
that. That is what you said. That's so rude.
But I did say that we should shovel for the mailman and for the paper guy.
You did. And then I had to go and ask our landlord again. I already told her, no, we didn't want the shovel. Then I had to go back and...
It was nice of her to offer a shovel.
It was, but she offered it like 3 days before the storm. And I was like, I'm from Michigan. I don't need a shovel. And so then I came back to her the night before the storm. And she was like... K, period. That was the response I got back. Ooh. So my guess is she like was busy, not planning on coming back to the area.
Well, you know what she could do? She could just offer her grandson to come and shovel everything for us, okay?
That's true.
Okay. So there's something on BuzzFeed this morning. I love BuzzFeed. It's one of these websites where I get sucked in. I see a headline. I got to click on it.
You take all the quizzes?
They get stories of people who woke up in the hospital, didn't know what happened.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That would be so scary.
So they're going about their business, something happens, and then they wake up in the hospital, and they don't know how they get there. And some of these stories are crazy. You want to hear some of these?
Yeah. Like,
there's a guy, he says, I was hit by a truck while walking home from work, airlifted to a hospital, woke up a day later, month later found out it was my best friend's older brother who hit me.
Oh my gosh. That's so crazy.
Guy here says, I was 18 years old, got drunk on Smirnoff.
Oh, gosh.
Guess where he was? A nightclub in Florida. That's right. It's always Florida. Apparently he fell off a bar stool, busted his head open, knocked out cold. When he woke up, he didn't even know what state he was in.
It's Florida.
Oh, I'm reading farther here. I guess he was from North Dakota, was vacationing in Florida, but you know, hit his head so hard he kind of got disoriented, forgot he was on vacation in Florida. He's like, where am I? What state am I?
Is he drinking Smirnoff like the liquor or like a Smirnoff ice? Like the little bottled foo-foo drinks.
Our guy here says he fell down the stairs, tripped over his own pants, got knocked out cold, the bottom of the staircase.
Woke up in the hospital?
Had to go to the hospital because he was knocked out cold, so they called 911. He wakes up and goes, what happened?
That's both awful and embarrassing.
Guy's watching Voyager. Is that that Star Trek show on TV?
Okay.
Next thing he knows, he's in the hospital bed. Turns out he'd gotten up too fast, had a lack of blood flow to the head, passed out, and then hit his head on the floor, fractured his skull. Luckily, he's okay. Can you believe these things happen to people?
Yes, I can, but also I just think that would be so scary to just wake up in the hospital and have no idea what happened.
Listen to this. I was shot in the stomach while I was at the gun range. Guy had a bullet ricochet hit me in the belly, and I guess he just went down.
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
Luckily, he was okay. So he passed out or fainted or whatever it was, but you know, he's okay. They got it out of his stomach.
Wow.
Guy's running a half marathon. Passes the 10-mile mark. Has difficulty breathing, passes out. Turns out he had gotten heat stroke. So, I mean, there's a there's a bunch of different stories here. Now, I was hit by a car once. I know. Have I ever told that story?
Yeah, I remember you telling me that story.
It's not really a great story, but I was going to the wine store. This is when I was with number one, fiance number one, and it was raining. And I said, do we have to go out and get, we got to have wine for dinner. So I went out in the rain store in the rain. I went out to the wine store in the rain and it was within walking distance. So I'm walking back across the street and I see a car coming. And I remember that part, but I thought I could make it and I couldn't. And it was just, obviously the only time, that's not true. I have been hit twice.
I was going to say, you've been hit. It was not by a car.
It was not by a car. It was by, I was in the New York City and I got run over by a push cart.
My gosh.
Vinny, I know. Have you been to New York, Vin? You ever been?
No.
You? Yeah, he's never been into the city.
Oh, really?
Into the city, no.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like the hot dog carts and the sweet nut carts and the bagel ones with the coffee.
I don't know how he's going his whole life never going into New York City. But anyway, that's not the point of the story. Yeah, I got run over by one of those, knocked me over and injured my knee. But the time I got hit by the car, I do have to tell you, and this is scary. I do have that flash memory where one second you go, yeah, I can make it across the street. It's not going to be a problem. Same as like you're driving and you can see a car coming. You're like, I'll make it. Right. I got plenty of room, right? One minute you're running across the street. The next minute there are those headlights and you do have that, oh boy, that, you know, my life flashes in front of your eyes sort of thing.
Right.
And I got thrown 20 feet. I mean, hit me that hard.
Right, but you were okay, which is crazy.
Like, I got banged up a little bit, but I was okay. I didn't hit my head.
You didn't even want to go to the hospital,
no,
right?
No, I ended up going just to get checked out just for the heck of it.
Right.
Which is kind of funny because I went upstairs and I was like, I'm fine. And then X number one called the 911.
Right.
And the police come and they get the story and, you know, I gave them a statement as to what happened because the driver was a hit and run, just took off.
Oh my gosh. Did they ever catch him?
No.
Really?
It was a she. I remember her face. So it goes to show you that I was not knocked out or anything because I could picture, I got a flash memory of being like, whoa, after getting run over.
Are you
right?
Sure it wasn't number one in the car? I'm just wondering.
If I saw her now, then yes. I think she absolutely would try and run me over.
Run you right over.
But the police come and they take my statement and they say, well, you're going to go to the such and such hospital, whatever it was, to go get checked out. And I go,
yeah.
I think I'm fine. And they go, you're going to go and we're going to call so you don't have to wait for 3 hours in the waiting room. Right? And the policeman's nodding. I'm like, I guess. And
then I got like a
$900 hospital bill. But
that's not bad, actually, for a hospital bill.
Remember, there's the ambulance. They take the x-rays. It was totally unnecessary. I was fine.
But it's probably best that they did that. I mean, that's really scary.
I think I told you I slipped and fell in the ice, and that was much worse than getting hit by the SUV.
Yeah, I believe it. That's real. I fell down a flight of stairs, and I probably should have gone to the hospital. I think I've told you it was worse pain than going through child labor. I'm not even kidding. Like, breaking my tailbone was awful.
No, you did come home from the hospital after having your gallbladder out, and they gave you so many painkillers that you passed out for like, what was it, 40 hours or something insane?
I slept for 2 straight days.
2 straight days?
I did not get up to go to the bathroom.
You must have had an allergic reaction to the painkillers because it's not normal to be, I mean, that's almost a coma. Honest to God, to
really
be out for 2 days.
The surgery was a, what do they call that when you just, you come home? What is that called?
Outpatient.
An outpatient surgery, yeah. Yes. So it was outpatient, so they did give me something, obviously, to knock me out.
Yeah.
And then that night when I got home, I took, I think it was Vicodin. I think that's what they gave me. And I was young. I was only like 15.
Was there any Jack Daniels involved?
No. Again, it was
Are you sure?
I was young, so I took a full Vicodin, passed out on the couch, did not wake up. It was New Year's Eve, so I woke up the next year, technically, and I remember joking about that. I slept since last year.
Rip Van Winkle over
but
here.
I woke up and my mouth was so dry that my tongue was hard. Like it was, I couldn't breathe. That's why I woke up because I started choking because my mouth was so dry. It was awful.
Well, that's a sexy story.
Yeah. It was awful. It really
Vinny woke
was.
Up here today, doesn't know where he is.
Yeah.
I have a story that was passed along to me from our cat, Rick.
Okay.
He's very excited to know that there is a presidential cat.
Okay.
There's a cat named Willow just moved into the White House. Willow is a couple of years old. Apparently, Jill Biden, the first lady, met the cat Willow on a campaign stop back during the campaign in 2020. It was at a farm in Pennsylvania. That's where she's from.
Right.
Willow Grove, Pennsylvania. So they named the cat after the town. And the cat jumped up on stage because they were at a farm. You know, they set up those little stages. They have people and she makes a speech.
Right.
So the cat is there at the farm and came, you know, because cats are cats, right? Wandered on stage. Mm-hmm. And the first lady, the now first lady, picked her up.
Can I stop you real quick?
Yeah.
Jill Biden's from here. She's not from Pennsylvania.
She's from Pennsylvania.
Well, the cat's from Pennsylvania. Jill's from here.
What
she's
did I
from
say?
New Jersey.
What did I say?
You said she's from Pennsylvania.
I'm talking about the cat. It's from Willow Grove, Pennsylvania.
I was confused. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Maybe I said it wrong. I'm looking at pictures of the cat.
Oh, okay.
So anyhow, she fell in love with this cat, and they worked it out, and now the cat has moved to the White House. Now, they just got a dog because they had a dog that was passed away, like 18 years old. Yeah. Now, they got a puppy and a cat running around the White House.
How are they going to keep... Anybody who knows a cat knows you can't keep them from hiding. And like, how are they going to keep a cat and know where it's at in the White House?
This seems like a movie that would star the guy from Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Like he's the security for the cat?
He's in charge. He works at the White House, but he has nothing to do with running the government. His job is to handle the cat and the dog.
That is a great movie.
That are tearing up those beautiful red carpets at the White House.
I would totally watch that movie.
You know, the president of China comes to town and is like, oh my God, there he is. The cat falls on his head. I mean, it seems like who's the guy from Paul Blart, Kevin James, you know? Well, how about this? Every morning, 7:29:20, you know it, you love it. It's hashtag mom. God bless. Maybe you're letting your kids watch Squid Games. You know, confessions just like that.
Whoops.
You send these in, you use that hashtag, any of our socials, we search them, and we share them every morning, 7:20 and 9:20 from moms just like this.
Hannah Moore said, why would I pay for a haunted house when I can wake up with my kids silently standing by my bed at 3 a.m.?
You know, it's funny you mention that because yesterday, there's a little window into one of the other studios here at the building.
Uh-huh.
And there was something on the windowsill, and I wasn't sure what it was, and I was staring, and I didn't realize that one of our coworkers was there, and they're looking at me like, why the hell are you looking at me? And I was looking at the windowsill, and it looked, so I imagine...
What a creep.
I'm not a creep! But when you think
I was
about,
looking at the plaque! It was just the plaque!
Any house can be a haunted house, okay? A house of horrors, if you will.
At Angelina Angel 203.
Well, that's what you know. What you need a new Twitter handle. That's ridiculous. No one is going to know how to tweet at you with a handle that long. It's too much effort.
Nobody is more drunk with power than a 6-year-old telling Alexa to do anything.
Well, you've got more than 147 characters in your Twitter handle. Come on.
Bridget Allen said, what I think I'll do with my extra time, exercise, read a book, clean my house, take the kids on a fun adventure. What I actually do, scroll the same 4 apps on my phone till I'm late in making dinner.
Rochelle mentioned the other day that she doesn't read as much as she used to.
Yeah.
You said when Lola was a baby, you do a lot more reading.
So much reading.
And it's amazing to me with a baby in the house that you're able to get in more reading than you're able to get in now.
Well, the babies don't talk. You know, when they start talking, it's hard to read.
Or me.
Or you.
You didn't have me around.
Exactly.
You used to buy those romance novels at the grocery store checkout.
I love the smut. So much fun.
And I said, they don't really say anything that's smutty. You're like, oh, no, they do.
Oh, they do. Mm-hmm.
They just make it a little more subtle.
That's right. Use your imagination.
It was like an ice pick in a windstorm.
Something like that.
Hashtag mom. Confession. That in and of itself, a mom confession.
Yeah.
We share them every morning, 7:29:20, so please feel free to get yours in. It's Robbie Rochelle, intern Vince. So occasionally we get enough stories that are trending that have gone viral that have to do with food and beverage that we decide to group them all together and slap a little sticker on them, collate them, call it the Robbie and Rochelle
Food File. Excellent. It's Food File.
Also, I like hitting that button so my voice does that.
That's fair.
You're very welcome. Food File. How you doing?
I like that button a lot.
Okay.
So these are things trending about food. All right. Tyson is selling heart-shaped chicken nuggets just in time for Valentine's Day. You can also win a special dipping sauce pen that lets you write messages on them like conversation hearts. What says love? quite like writing in dipping sauce for your chicken nuggets.
I got to be honest. I feel like Grayson, our five-year-old, would love that as a yes. Valentine's Day gift.
Just think about what you just said. Our five-year-old would love it. Not as sexy. Not as sexy. I've heard of writing in lipstick on your mirror, writing in dipping sauce on your nuggets. I don't know, but well, as long maybe your regular nuggets. I don't know about your chicken nuggets. I suppose if you want to write on your regular nuggets, that could be that could be fun. There's a new poll on America's pizza eating habits. It's found that 94% of us have had pizza in the past month. 1 in 12 people say they eat their pizza with a knife and fork, and there's a whole debate going on about that. And I say eat the pizza however you like your pizza.
I was going to ask you.
Had some for breakfast.
Yeah.
Did you? You had pizza for breakfast?
Nothing wrong with that at all. I like cold pizza for breakfast sometimes.
I was going to ask you, as an Italian, though, how do you feel about people eating pizza with a knife and a fork?
Here's the deal. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Pizza is really not an Italian thing, per se. I mean, it is, but it you know what I mean? It's not...
So it's okay?
Yeah, I mean, my grandmother didn't make pizza. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I think the pizza is like an Italian-American thing. You know?
Gotcha. I thought pizza was a Ninja Turtle thing.
Yeah, it's also of a Ninja Turtle thing. But I think it's fine. If you want to pick it up and eat it, fine. You want to eat it from the back, fine. You want to eat it from the front, you want to fold it, you can eat it however you want.
What some did you say?
Some people like to start with the crust. If they get the cheese crust or
what people?
Garlic crust, it's fine. Eat it however you like
it.
Eat
it from the what?
As long as you're enjoying it, I think it's fine.
Okay.
Little Debbie is doing a line of ice cream based on some other snacks. They're going to have Little Debbie oatmeal cream pies, zebra cakes, honey buns, Swiss rolls, and strawberry shortcake rolls, among others.
Cosmic brownie one is the one.
Oh, I love the cosmic brownie.
I got to be honest with you. I don't think I've ever had a Little Debbie in my life.
What? Wow,
of course you haven't.
What is it?
Of course you haven't.
It's like a cookie? I don't know what it is.
It's nothing like a carrot, Robbie.
Oh, yeah. Because you look at me and you think this guy is a bill of health. Okay. All right. What is it? Is it a cookie?
Little Debbie?
Yeah.
That's a brand.
I understand that, but what do they make? What is it?
All sorts of snacks, junk food.
Right.
Okay.
They make cosmic brownies. They're delicious.
This is the most angry Vin has ever gotten with me that I didn't know what Little Debbie was.
Well, you're talking about food.
I mean, I walked by it in the supermarket. I didn't know what it was.
Okay. That stuff is garbage.
I never said that.
Eat our 8-course Italian meals.
Right.
Listen, why eat that when you can have some chicken piccata, okay?
All right.
Listen to this. If you don't like using paper straws, you know how they're trying to phase out the plastic straws.
Yes.
I personally hate the paper
straws.
They melt. They change the flavor.
I still use a straw.
Where'd you get your straw? They don't sell the straws anymore.
The metal one?
Oh, you get the metal one.
The metal one's okay.
The metal one also gives it a different flavor. The rubber one, a little weird.
The bamboo ones aren't bad.
The bamboo ones are not, but here's a new idea, and this is trending on BuzzFeed, using candy instead of a paper or metal.
Oh, like a Twizzler?
Yeah. So apparently they've got a little hack here where you can...
You bite the ends off?
Yeah.
We used to do that in high school just for fun, and the best, you'd put it in your Sprite, and then you'd have cherry-flavored Sprite.
You're like a futurist. Look at you.
It was delicious.
Oh, my goodness. You're like Jeff Bezos or something. There's a website called Eat This, Not That. It found that 45% of couples say they argue about where to go out to eat. The average couple will argue about 156 times a year where they will order their dinner from, where they will go to dinner.
I mean, I don't know that you and I argue, but we definitely...
Not that we're arguing, we just have trouble choosing.
Yeah.
I think there's a difference.
You and I have this thing where...
It's never, you want Chinese and I want pizza.
Right.
We just can't decide whether we want Chinese or pizza.
And you will say, well, why don't we just drive and pick a place? And then what you'll do is inevitably we'll pass the place and you'll say, well, that place looked good.
Well, I didn't see it until we were right
great.
There.
Well, great. I already passed it. So then we end up driving around for an hour and going home and eating leftovers because we can never agree on a place and we're passing every single one of them.
Partner doesn't cook as often as I'd like them to. 42% of couples say that. 37% disagree on which ingredients to buy at the grocery store. Mm. I don't know if that's a price thing.
Interesting.
10% argue about who should cook.
Vinny, you're the cook in your relationship, aren't you?
For the most part. But actually, when it comes to like dessert stuff, my girlfriend takes over.
She's the baker?
Yeah, she's the baker. I'm probably the cooker.
If you had to make a dish of brownies, would you know what you're doing?
Yeah, but I always suck at it because then after they're like get all hard. I don't know why, but when she makes them, they're all nice, soft, and chewy.
Because you know why? Because you didn't follow the directions on the back of the box. Baking is all about being precise.
Listen, so if you're such a big fan of Little Debbie, clearly you don't know what the hell you're talking about when it comes to brownies.
That's why he likes Little Debbie. Just unwraps
it. Already made.
All right, one more. Dolly Parton is partnered with Duncan Hines for a line of cake mix and frosting that will bear her name and image. The brand will feature the tagline, "If you are what you eat, then why not be sweet?"
going to be a big box.
That'd fit that picture on there.
Yeah.
Between the hair and both of them. There you go. The
food file. Excellent. It's a food file. Big boobs.
Couldn't help myself. I'm sorry. We get listener email from time to time. Sometimes we get voicemail. Sometimes we're able to line up callers. This is a listener email, not a Facebook message, but an actual email to the website. You can contact us there. This is from an anonymous woman. She says, I am 36 years old and female. I make $80,000 a year.
Okay.
I thought you might want to discuss this on the air because I've shared it with friends and they think I'm being a total, quote, B. I'm single. I own a house. I have a mortgage, but I've paid off my loans, paid off my car, so I have no debt. One huge thing for me when I'm looking for a boyfriend or a husband is their finances. I want someone to be on similar ground in terms of how much money they make. In other words, you want somebody who's also doing well and doesn't have debt.
Oh, sure. Crap. Never mind.
You're out.
She says, if someone makes great money but has a lot of debt, that would also be a turnoff. I'm finding it difficult to find someone who checks off these boxes, but finance is almost more important to me than personality or looks.
Wow.
100% makes sense.
Of course, you can't put this on a dating profile. And she puts in parentheses, person must make X amount of money, have X amount of debt, or less. Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince, I know we had a conversation a week or so ago. I don't know, maybe 2 weeks ago, beginning of January. I found a new hair person, and I'm finally happy for the first time in a long time with my hair person.
Yeah.
Rochelle also struggling to find a hair person. Now, you were really happy with your lash because it was someone you went to high school with.
Well...
Although she did kind of pawn you off to her assistants.
Yes, that was my issue with my last place. So initially, I was getting my hair done from the same girl for 10 years.
Yeah.
So it was like from high school through college, through life, through everything. And then I moved and I found a girl, like you said, that I went to high school with. And I liked her, but she was always so busy because she actually owned the salon.
Can I bring something up that's kind of, I have not shared this.
Okay.
And I may be wrong, but I'm going to bring it up now. Now, up until last week, our show was also heard out in Michigan, okay, where I knew that this person could hear it, okay? I think that the associate that I had in my hair, remember I would say I didn't like going to her?
Yeah, yeah.
I think she had a crush on you, and there was some...
On me?
Yeah. I think that she swung that way. And,
me?
Yes. And I was in part uncomfortable because, A, I had nothing in common with this girl, and, B, I think there was something there because she would add the whole...
What?
I won't say the whole time, but a good portion of my haircut, we'd be talking about you, and she would say how beautiful your eyes were, and just, it was a little weird.
Really?
And when I would think about it, I go, I could see this. I could see that.
Can't you just, focus on her hair?
Yeah. Now, I was never there when it was just the two of you, but I got a weird vibe from her that she had some sort of an interest. So either she's a serial killer and had an interest in you.
No, stop
it. Or I think she was interested in a little...
No, I don't think it... I think she was just nice. I don't think it had...
But she brought it up every time,
well,
and I probably went...
Maybe she didn't know what else to talk about because she knew...
Let's talk about how hot your wife is. I agree. I agree, but it was just a strange thing. Now, like I talked to my buddy Danny the other day, right? And he goes, how's your beautiful bride? And that was it. It's not him going on. Now, if he'd come on the phone and said, how's that wife of yours with that luscious blonde hair?
Well, knowing your friend
and...
Danny, I'm sure I'm kind of surprised he doesn't go on and on like that because that's how he is.
Okay, fine. Bad example. But you know what I'm saying? I think there was something weird and she had a crush on you. Because I would ask her, I'd make chit-chat, and I'd say, what are you doing this weekend? And she's like, oh, I'm going out with some friends. And so you get, they're always trying to set me up, and I'm not interested. So anyway, about Rochelle, I mean, that's like how, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but that's how the conversation
would
go. I
gotta be honest. I went to her for
you didn't get that vibe at all.
Never got that vibe, so I don't know.
She would ask about
you. Maybe you were just wishful thinking there.
No, I was not, because I didn't like her.
Three's better than two. Three's better than two. Three's better than...
Dirty old man.
No, I'm not a dirty old man. There was nothing sexy about it at all.
No, it
made me uncomfortable because, all right, you know what? If it wasn't a crush, she asked about you an uncomfortable amount of the time. There was much too much discussion about, so does Rochelle like to shop at this store? And has Rochelle ever tried? I'm like, what? I don't know. Ask her.
I wonder, and I'm just...
I know she's friends with your old friend from high school.
I know, but I wonder if part of it was because before you went to her, I did tell her that you... Or sometimes a little awkward when you're meeting new people because you don't know what to talk about. So maybe she felt like that was a familiar... What's that word?
A familiarity
factor?
Yeah, I
can't say it.
Yeah, yes. I get that.
So she felt like...
Maybe that was it.
I don't... I just never got that vibe.
And I'm going to go ahead and say this. I'm not an ugly person, but kind of... you know, a little tomboyish. So I could see it. I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, the hair girl?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why I was like, I think she might have a crush on Rochelle.
No, stop it right now.
Okay.
Better watch out, Robbie.
All right. I haven't really brought this up because
no,
I've
never heard you say this. That's kind of why I'm stunned right now.
How many times did I say I didn't like going to her?
You did tell me.
Yeah.
Wait. I do have a question, though, because you did say that. Were you jealous? Like,
no.
In the sense that she wasn't, like, paying enough attention to you?
No, not at all. I just thought it was uncomfortable and strange.
Because I always kind of wondered if maybe you didn't like going to her because she wasn't like, oh, you look so nice today.
This is her name? Hi, my name's Kristen. That wasn't her name, by the way.
Oh, my God.
We're going to get emails about this.
I hope so.
But anyway, the syndication deal's up, so what are you going to do? I figured she can't hear it now. Unless this is the podcast, in which case...
I hope she does listen.
In which case, I hope she kind of Facebooks you and tells you the truth.
Stop it. What does it matter?
You have a little pen pal. No, it doesn't matter. She made me uncomfortable because I thought she asked about you too much. And again, I hope she had a crush on you because if not, it was creepy.
Okay, whatever.
So you have a new hair person now. And you were overcharged the other day. Now, I have to say, your hair looks great. You got the platinum blonde, the golden blonde thing going on. Mm-hmm. But you felt you were overcharged, you got screwed, and you should have said something. So what happened?
I don't know if I... Okay.
Do I have the story right?
Let me start with this. She's not my new hair girl. You're trying her out. Yes. I don't think I'll be back.
One and done.
Probably one and done.
Uh-huh.
She was very nice. But I went online, I booked an appointment, and it was quadruple the amount that the online price said. I mean, it was so much more. It was ridiculous.
How does that happen? I mean, you look at a menu online, it costs what it costs.
I have no idea, but I didn't want to go in there and then say something when they checked me out, and it was so much more than I initially thought.
How much more? You haven't told me what it costs.
Like $300 more.
$300 more? How much did the haircut cost? Like $500?
I didn't even get my haircut. That's the thing. It was like just a color, and then she asked if I wanted to get it blow dried. Didn't realize that would cost an extra $50.
You have actual gold in your hair?
Exactly. That's what I was like. So, I mean,
oh my God.
There was that. And then also, she had these long black nails, and she was very pretty. She was a very pretty girl, but she had these long black nails, and every time she would touch my neck, she was scratching my neck. And not like in a good, like, oh, this is nice, but like in a, you are clawing my neck and it hurts.
Vinny, I got another hair girl that would like to claw Rochelle's neck. I know exactly where she works, too.
It's like a crow cutting your hair.
They're all after you. We would love to stay connected with you on all social media. We'd love you to check out our podcast, too. All of those places you go for all of those things, just search Robbie and Rochelle, and we should pop right up for you. Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five, five big trending stories we thought you needed to know to be in the know. So here we go. Number five, moms behaving badly. We have a plumber from Dallas, Texas, parked his tractor right behind a mom's car, right behind her in the driveway.
Okay.
And she launched into quite a rant, which was caught on video.
This lady had just came outside and backed right up into the tractor. She knew it was right there.
I've got to go to a doctor's appointment.
Listen, she's a little stressed out. She's got to go to a doctor's appointment.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, to be fair, there's also video here, and the tractor did block her in. And, you know, you got to go to the doctor, got to go to the doctor. I'm just not sure that screaming F-bombs in a quiet neighborhood on your front lawn is quite the way to...
I gotta go!
I mean, you have them towed, you ask them to move, something.
I don't know. I get it.
There's a mom on TikTok. She's going viral after getting into a fight with her insurance company about the correct date of her son's birthday. He is 3 years old.
Okay.
There's a twist here.
My son's birthday is the 26th. The insurance company says, no, his birthday's on the 25th. And I say, maybe I should scroll back Facebook to look at the birth announcement. And his birthday is indeed the 25th.
Whoops.
Wait, she didn't know her own kid's birthday?
She confused her own kid's birthday. We'll give her the benefit of the doubt, I suppose.
But, yeah.
My parents didn't know my name.
That's true.
My birth certificate was wrong for the first 13 years of my life.
Oh, that is true.
But that's a different story for my therapist tonight. Number four, a bald eagle in Pennsylvania crashed through the front window of someone's home. Here's Kathy Euler, who's the director of the Pocono Wildlife Education Center, explaining how this could happen. Not every day you see a bald eagle come flying through the window, right?
Right.
More than likely, he was seeing a reflection of the sky or simply light and felt that he could continue through it.
He's like, this house looks patriotic. America! Bam! Right through the window.
Poor poor thing. I hope it's okay.
Yeah, he's okay. He's able to fly away.
Oh, okay.
I guess she called animal control as the bird's flapping around the house, but he flew away and he's just fine. And
can you imagine how scary? Those things are like, they're huge.
I think it'd be awesome. You. There's a bald eagle in my house. God bless the USA.
I think it'd be awesome.
Yeah. Okay. I really am watching too much Johnny Lawrence on Cobra Kai, aren't I?
You gotta tone it down.
That's badass.
Badass.
Number three, the Mirthmobile from the movie Wayne's World is sold at auction. Want to take a guess?
I don't know.
$71,500.
Wow, that's a lot more than I was going to say.
By the way, this is the 30th anniversary of the Wayne's World movie coming out.
Oh, really?
Not a fan, huh?
It's all right.
Oh, wow. I see a little silhouette of a man. Remember they all sang Bohemian Rhapsody in the car?
I mean, that's my favorite part of the entire movie.
That's everybody's favorite part.
Because I love that song.
That's why they spent $70,000 on a Mirthmobile. Number two, maybe you prefer Taylor Swift's music. A so-called Taylor fan crashed his car intentionally into her New York City apartment building. When police arrived, he said he wasn't leaving until he got a chance to talk to her.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
He was promptly arrested and told that he would not be speaking to Taylor Swift. You know what's crazy about that is he was able to get enough speed to crash into the building. Because I don't know if you've ever driven on the Upper East Side, but there's a lot of traffic over there.
Yeah, that's true.
Ain't talking to Taylor, that's for sure.
No, I feel like this happens to her a lot, doesn't it? She said, like, there's been several stories over the past few years of, like, her stalkers coming to get her.
Well, not crashing their cars into the building she lives in.
No, but she had one where there was somebody outside of her house, and then there was someone who tried to break into her mansion that's in Newport or whatever.
She has very passionate fans.
I guess, but how are they, is she, like, publicly putting where she lives? I couldn't tell you where any celebrity lives. Like, everybody knows exactly where she lives. What is happening
here? Let's just say this doesn't happen to Steven Seagal very often. Anybody? Come on in. Number one, new poll on home repairs found that 52% of Americans describe themselves as comfortable using a screwdriver, 47% comfortable with pliers, 46% comfortable with a wrench.
Only 52% are comfortable with a screwdriver?
I don't know exactly what that means. I just think it's kind of a weird turn of phrase. Let me ask you a question. Excuse me. Are you comfortable with these pliers? How would you feel comfortable if I shoved them up your ass? You know what I mean? That's a weird thing to say, isn't it?
Now
on a scale of 1 to 10, how comfortable are you with this wrench on your ear? Huh?
Now that you say it like that, it is. But my initial thought was comfortable with using each of those, which I don't know.
Well, they didn't say that. They said comfortable with. Let me ask you a question. No. Let me ask you. If I put a pair of pliers in your hands, how comfortable are you? You going to be able to handle it?
Yes. Well, this is why emphasis is important, I suppose.
It's like those guys you saw at Target the other day wearing pinstripe suits.
I don't want to talk about
buying
it.
Bleach.
I don't want to talk about
Monday celebrity birthday file. Marcus Mumford, one of your favorite bands, yes. Mumford & Son. He's married to the actress Carey Mulligan.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. He's 35 today. Tyler Hubbard from the group Florida Georgia Line. Justin Timberlake. Bobby Moynihan from Saturday Night Live celebrates today. Kerry Washington from Scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Portia de Rossi. Is she still with Ellen?
Yeah, that's Ellen's wife.
They're married. Okay.
They're married, yes.
I can't remember if that was her ex or what, because I'm thinking of Anne Heche.
Anne Heche is her ex,
yeah.
Yes.
Minnie Driver celebrates today. Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols and baseball player Nolan Ryan. Today is National Hot Chocolate Day and National Backwards Day.
Okay.
The calories go backwards. You can drink as much hot chocolate
as
you want.
That's not true. Tell that to my ass.
They go backwards.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Well, what could go wrong here? We're talking about reality shows. When you think about it, this is a reality show.
Yeah.
Because I think people might imagine that we just try to be funny and make you laugh. And I suppose we do. But 99.9% of what we talk about here is just weird stuff that happens to us.
Mm-hmm. We're just airing out most of our dirty laundry.
Yeah.
Not all of it. Because if you knew, I mean, if we had a reality show, you and I, let's be honest, it would be.
I mean, it would be exactly what we talk about here. We talk about how we went out to a restaurant and we weren't happy how we got treated.
Yeah.
Or we went out and we loved it and made friends with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I had remember the two-finger handshake at a restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
So just something as simple as that. I mean, we're basically the Kardashians.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically. Without
I'm Khloe.
I think I'm Rob. Yeah.
I think you're Bruce.
Yeah, that's fair.
you're pre-Bruce.
There you go. Okay.
You're the lovable glue that keeps it all together.
Can I be the grandma? I like her. She's the best.
Is there a grandma on the Kardashians?
Yeah.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
I watched the show for a season or two. There's no grandma.
Yes, there is.
You're not calling Chris the grandma, are you?
No, Chris's mom is on the show.
Can I tell you something?
She's fantastic.
Nobody cares what we think about this, okay?
Well.
So we're talking reality shows today. If your life was a reality show, what would it be about?
Ours, I guess, would be about radio, right?
Well, yeah, it'd be following us around the adventures of radio DJs,
and,
I suppose.
And traveling and kids and
although
family.
I've always wanted to produce reality shows, and I keep finding people that we talk about here, people that go viral.
Yes.
Like there's a guy from New Zealand that's got a funny accent that did harvest potatoes. That should be a reality show. You know what I'm
just
saying?
Just about potatoes?
Well, not about potatoes, but about this guy that runs a potato farm in New Zealand, and he's a funny
guy.
How
interesting is that? Because he's just a potato farmer.
He's a quirky guy.
Okay.
Hey, how are you? Ah, look at this one here. Well, shuffling crocodile teeth, it's a potato.
See, you're missing the point of that, because what he does with his potatoes is make vodka. So now you've got the funny guy who makes vodka.
Yeah.
That's what the show's about.
Yeah.
And he's also testing all the vodka.
So that would be a reality show idea. But if you're a reality show and you were the star of it, what would the focus of the reality show be about? What would it be like?
Okay.
If they're a reality show involving your life?
I think mine would be about making complaint calls like every day to every company ever, because I'm always having issues.
That sounds more like a podcast.
Ah.
You know, it goes on for 40 minutes and two people hear it. Sounds like a podcast.
That's fair.
So there you go. That's today's He Said.
He Said.
Your answer's coming up. Well, much like a reality show, this is already taking a downward spiral. So we're talking reality shows today. If your life or you or your day-to-day or your life in general were a reality show, what would it be about?
Megan said, my terrible decisions that always turn out okay in the end because of my amazing luck.
Well, that's just obnoxious, isn't it? I like those people called them at the motivational quotes the other day.
Well,
just keep it to yourself, all right?
She's very lucky.
All right.
Nicole said, working as a flight attendant, I have some stories that would make for an amazing reality show.
Now, see, there's an example of something I'm surprised hasn't already been a reality show.
That would be so fun to
Notice most of the TV shows are about police, fire, lawyers, doctors.
Sure.
You would think flight attendant / pilot would also be one of those things we'd see all the time. There's not scripted or reality shows about that, but that is a very unique job.
Or maybe it's glamorized and it's actually just kind of not as fun as you'd think it would be.
Fine, but I would still think that, you know, you're in a fuselage 35,000 feet with a group of strangers. You would think that there would be a reality
show. There's got to be a lot of drama involved.
I wonder if there's legal issues. You'd have to get everybody to sign a thing to be.
But there's got
to
be with doctors, too. I mean, you figure there's legal issues there.
I mean, they got people coming in getting pimple popped. You'd think.
That's what I'm saying.
You'd think they'd be able to figure out how to do an airplane show.
Well, that is a good idea for a reality show, is one about pilots and flight attendants.
I got the potbelly pig.
Yep.
I got the New Zealand guy with the potatoes. I got the people that know each other because they dialed the wrong number, right? I think there's who are the other people? Now I got the airline pilots.
Now you got the airline pilots.
Okay. I'm trying to keep my media empire in check.
Absolutely. Brent said, for a while now, I've wanted to make a show where me and some of my friends and maybe even a guest star get high and then genuinely try to review different restaurants. It'd be part food show, part comedy.
I think there is one with Seth Rogen and Dave Franco or James Franco.
Oh, does he do that?
Something pretty similar.
He reviews restaurants while he's high?
They talk about stuff that they're, they eat and...
You just get to hear him laugh?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. Do we have the actual tape of Seth Rogen? See, not bad,
it's
right?
Pretty good.
Almost sounds like Elmer Fudd.
It's so good.
How about the guabbits? All right, let's go to line two.
Oh, my goodness. I would have to say drama. Be about drama.
So you're the Kardashians.
You well?
It's worse.
You think Kanye's bad? You got no idea what goes on at her house.
It's terrible. It's awful. It's always something. Always something.
And thank you for listening. Thank you for calling to line three.
Well, I'm not... Personally, I'm not. I don't know if anyone would watch it because I'm not too dramatic. But I guess it would just be about going around my house fixing stuff. Cause that's mostly what I do.
Okay, you'd be like an HGTV reality show. I get that.
Like a handyman kind of thing.
There you go.
Yeah, like a real life Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. So your life's a reality show. What's it about? That's your He Said.
She Said.
We'll get a couple more answers coming right up.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Talking reality shows today, if your life were a reality show, whatever it is you do was part of a reality show, what would that show be about? We've had some weird answers today, I would say. This has been a little off kilter.
Henry said the show would be called Dreary Days, and it would be a show about a young man just trying to make it in this crazy world.
It's like a male Mary Tyler Moore.
Dreary days.
You're going to make it after all.
Gary said it would be a lot like Seinfeld, but only in, instead of me performing stand-up comedy, I would just watch stand-up comedy. All right.
Again, I feel like that's a podcast.
Yeah, probably.
There's a real difference here between reality show and podcast. Mm-hmm. You remember when Paris Hilton did that thing with Nicole Richie? They went out to the farm.
Yes.
The Simple Life?
Yes.
So there you go. You take Paris Hilton, multimillionaire glamour model, and you put her on a farm. Mm-hmm. Now you have a reality show.
It did excellent, too. I think they had like half a season.
Okay.
It was great. Jeanette said, I'm a chef and work crazy hours, but I do think it would be interesting for someone who's never worked in the restaurant business to see the craziness behind the restaurantors.
Yeah. Well,
that's
there's another good one. There's the Gordon Ramsay deal. I mean, that's a reality show.
Yeah, but I think that's more about him being crazy. It might be interesting having worked at a restaurant.
Or the restaurant rescue. You had a friend whose dad owned a restaurant. Remember, was on the show and they come in and tell him, listen, you're giving people way too big a portion for way too small a price.
But here's the thing. Anyone who's worked in a restaurant knows that, like, any job, there's, like, a hierarchy. So, like, if you're the busboy, you're the bottom of the chain, the hostess is next, then the servers think they're God, but they're not really. But they'll treat you like they are if you're not a server. I'm telling you, there's, like, this whole thing. Anybody who's worked in a restaurant can tell you this.
I would watch that show. And then, of course, people date each other, right?
And they do crazy stuff in the back. They just do. Let me tell you.
Well, I would definitely watch that show.
See?
We got another line.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.